855-450 free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, it's freetalklive.com with you this evening. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we had Mr. Tacpans on in the first hour of the program. And we've got other stuff to talk about here tonight, including Detroit. Daryl, you and I both brought in the same story, so that's where we should go. We'll go there in just a moment. But I wanted to address a question here that came in on the Facebook profile, and that is from John Kennedy. He says, Ian, you usually mock nonsense, so why wouldn't you mock this nonsense unless you felt you were taking advantage of the guy by having him on the air? And I don't feel like we were taking advantage of Mr. Tacpans. I think I made it pretty clear that I didn't understand much of what it was that that he was saying. There wasn't any...
I don't think either of us understood much of what he was saying.
No, but I think he has the best of intentions. And I think he is an interesting character, and he will entertain you. You don't have to understand what he's saying to be entertained, or to be entertained by what it is that he does on his YouTube channel. I mean, he paints up his face, he makes bizarre drawings, and has explanations for all kinds of things that, you know, they might not make any sense to you and I, but they certainly do to Mr. Tacpans. And so there was no duplicity, there was no, you know, scamming going on there with Mr. Tacpans, whereas when we've had Gene Ray on the show in the past from TimeCube.com, I have there has been a technique that we've used where we'll basically push a button here in the studio and it'll make it so Gene can't hear us, and then we'll kind of tell you, hey, we're just going along with Gene Ray, like we don't actually believe what it is that Gene Ray's saying, but we kind of play along with Gene Ray. I didn't do that with Mr. Tacpans because he's more with it, I think, than Gene Ray, and so I just, you know, told Mr. Tacpans straight out, look, I don't really get what it is where you're coming from, but I do want to hear your story, and it's an interesting story. I mean, the guy was a truck driver for 25 years and then saw this apparition that set him off on this journey down into a world that, you know, you and I don't understand. And he does. And he's more than happy to tell you about it for hours and hours at a time on his YouTube channel.
Yes.
So did you feel like we were taking advantage of Mr. Tacpans tonight?
I think that, you know, you let it be known that, hey, we don't really understand what's going on. You've got these videos that you explain stuff. It makes sense to you, doesn't make any sense to us. And throughout the whole thing, I was cracking jokes, and he seemed to be responding, you know, just fine.
I also like that Mr. Tacpans doesn't actually try to convince you of something. Like,
yeah.
He comes right
He's
out.
Like, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just telling you what I know.
Whereas with the conspiracy theorist people that call in, they are trying to convince you. They're trying to get you to buy into their vision of the world, whether it's the reptilians or whether it's, you know, some other conspiracy theory about how the government can control everything and all that. They're trying to get you to become one of them. And that's why the chemtrail people that call in, they get so frustrated with us, because we ask them critical questions about their claims. You can't ask Mr. Tacpans a critical question because you can't understand the claims he's making in the first place. I can understand the claims that the conspiracy theorists make.
Yes.
They, you know, they can put thoughts together. Whether they're logical or not is another question, but they can put, you know, a theory together that some people find believable, and I don't. And I ask critical questions about that because, you know, I want to find, you know, where the holes are in the theory, or I just want to hear what the answers to the questions are. So those people are putting forth an idea that is subject to debunking. You can't debunk Mr. Tacpans unless you check his math. And he goes through it so fast, it's hard to really follow all that.
Yes.
So it's like a totally, it's not even in the same category as somebody like a Lauren from New York or Sam from Texas that calls in. Tacpans is not even anywhere near those folks.
Whole other universe.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share him with you because, as I said, he's undiscovered. I mean, go to his website, Mr. Tacpans, MRTACPANS.blogspot.com. Click on any one of his videos. You'll see he's hardly been seen by anyone. So I thought he was an interesting personality and wanted to share him with you. And plus, I like the idea of somebody just getting in their car, turning on the car radio, and hearing Mr. Tacpan's rambling about whatever it is he's talking about and wondering what it is they've just tuned into.
Yeah.
That's just kind of fun for me. So, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. And if you didn't get a chance to get your question in for Mr. Tacpans, you can contact him directly through his Facebook account, and I'm sure he'd be happy to entertain whatever questions you have. So, let's get into this news here, because there are things to talk about in the world, including Detroit. We on this show have been following the Detroit situation for at least a few years, and watching as the property values tumble. There was, I remember, some kind of a soccer stadium that had been built for millions of dollars that sold for something like $600,000 a couple of years back. Of course, some houses in Detroit are selling for a dollar or, you know, 20 bucks or a thousand for like a pretty decent looking home. There's all kinds of, you know, just economic calamity happening there. People are leaving in droves. The population of Detroit has dropped dramatically over the last couple of decades. And it's a dying city. There have been some pretty desperate things that the Detroit government has done in order to, I guess, stave off the total loss of all the humans from there. From their area, but they haven't really done, things that people are agreeing with, like they cut back policing services. They made it so that you couldn't go into the police department unless it was business hours. Normally, you used to be able to go in 24 hours a day. You can't now in certain neighborhoods until it's 8 in the morning. They're only open from like 8 to 4. So there's that. They cut the street lights. Of course, 40% of the street lights in Detroit are actually broken. But then the other another portion of them are actually turned off because the city doesn't have enough money to pay the electric bill. Detroit's in a really bad situation, and the state of Michigan isn't doing that much better. But Detroit's really bad, and so you've got some news, Daryl, about what it is that's next for Detroit.
Yes,
perhaps.
This is from CBS. And apparently one of the state senators in Michigan wants to dissolve the city. The article says it would no doubt be controversial, but the idea of dissolving the fiscally struggling city of Detroit and absorbing it into Wayne County is being tossed around in Lansing. WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick reports some state Republicans are talking about giving the city... And
I got the article here.
When this happens, when it auto does the auto refresh,
CBS News does that. Yeah, they do that auto refresh. I've got the article here.
Giving the city the option, or the option should be considered, including dissolving the city.
The option was to vote itself into bankruptcy.
Yes.
That was what you missed there.
Jones said, if we have to, this is one idea we have to look at. We really have to look at everything that is on the table. Again, if this is going to federal bankruptcy, every employee down there will suffer, the city will suffer, and the vultures will come in and take the jewels of Detroit, and they will be gone.
What does that mean?
You know, Mitt Romney and his vulture capitalists will come in and rip up anything good out of Detroit.
Is that what he's getting at? The vultures are investors? I mean,
that's what I'm thinking, because it's in the context of bankruptcy court.
Right. So the suggestion being that if Detroit goes bankrupt, that all of a sudden all of its buildings will be up on the auction block?
Yes. Liquidate the assets.
Interesting.
That's generally what happens in bankruptcy court.
But I get what you're saying, but when's the last time this happened to a city?
I don't know of any city or any government agency anywhere that has actually dissolved.
Right, which is why
I know there are places such as Jefferson County, Kentucky, where the city of Louisville basically merged with the county.
I want to know more about what it means when a city goes bankrupt. This is a new idea to me, and let's explore it a little bit further here. Maybe you've got some insight. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here, and I really would like to know if anybody has some idea of what it would look like if a government, in this case a city government, went bankrupt and was possibly even dissolved. That's what they're talking about here with the city of Detroit. We'll continue that story. Daryl's got it for us here in a moment. Want to also remind you about antiwar.com. They are doing their fund drive, as they do every so often. And one of the realities of a world with fiat currencies is the state inflates the currency base to fund war. It's mathematically impossible to inflate bitcoins. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they blow up. Antiwar.com is having its fund drive, and they take bitcoins. You can go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. When you go to antiwar.freetalklive.com, it'll take you to the right page for anti-war. And they are the only ones who are reporting news that isn't slanted towards the war. Go to, or war in general, go to antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate to antiwar.com in Bitcoin. Pretty cool.
Yes, way cool. And Angela actually sent me the email, I believe the day that they started using the Bitcoins. and asked my opinion on it. And I said, you know, I don't really trust the Bitcoins just because I don't really understand exactly how it works. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I don't trust paper money either. But, you know,
do you have to understand how it works to know that it has value?
I'm willing to accept them as payment if someone wishes to give them to me as payment.
Okay.
So
well,
I think it's cool.
So you're
to
on board.
Sort of.
You know that you can take
Bitcoins. I'm not going to invest all of my money in the Bitcoins.
I wouldn't recommend anyone do that. That's a terrible idea. Don't invest all of your money into any one thing at all. But I think that Johnny Ray's got a good idea from Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live, where he's taking 10% of his paycheck and putting that into Bitcoin. That's not a huge investment. It's something that the average person can really grasp. And if you're someone who's excited by Bitcoin, that's a reasonable amount of money to put in there. It's not a huge amount. It's not going to break the bank, but it is going to add up, and it's going to result at the end of the year, and you have a few Bitcoins sitting there. So it's nice to have more things to do with Bitcoins, and it's cool that Antiwar is taking them now. So once again, antiwar.freetalklive.com will take you right to where you need to go to donate to Antiwar and Bitcoins. So we're talking about Detroit and how they are apparently looking at either going bankrupt or perhaps dissolving. And, of course, this will be not with the consent of the city of Detroit. They would probably like to continue things as long as possible. And
well, those that are in power in Detroit.
That's
would
what
like
I mean.
To
the city of
continue.
People calling themselves the city of Detroit.
The people living in Detroit probably could not care less what government it is that enforces rules over top of them.
So the news is coming from CBS News, and if you can get a handle on that page without it refreshing a bunch of times, Daryl, continue with the story.
Local consultant Tom Watkins has proposed this in the past, but the idea has never played out, has never played well among Detroiters. In a live interview on WWJ News Radio 950 Wednesday morning, Governor Rick Snyder said he wouldn't count anything out. Detroit needs to solve their problems, but they need support, and we've been very supportive partners, I believe, in terms of offering different ideas and thoughts, and I just encourage them to work harder about working better together,
well,
Snyder said.
I don't even know what that means. I don't think that the city of Detroit, the people calling themselves the city of Detroit, there's no way out of this for them.
Yes.
Because they're not willing, like most governments, they're not willing to actually cut the size of government down to where they could possibly continue to survive.
You know, and when I first read this article, I was reminded of the situation down in Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
where the county commission, during the late 90s until roughly the mid-aughts, took out roughly $3 billion in loans and bonds to build a sewer system for the county.
Yep. $3 billion?
Yes.
You said? Jeez.
It might not have been that much when they first took it out, but interest and everything else. So when they refinanced...
Were they running pipes made out of solid gold?
It's a very large county.
Okay.
They left millions of dollars of equipment underground because they said it was cheaper to leave it there than to pay people to remove it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had the idea to dissolve the county.
Mm-hmm.
County's bankrupt. They admit they're bankrupt. Dissolve the county. And, of course, you know, people look at me like I have 17 heads and they're all
right.
spinning.
Oh, I can't do that. The government protects us.
And the idea that I had was, okay, the city of Birmingham can be an independent city that is not in any county.
Mm-hmm.
The western part of the county that has tried to secede from the county in the past could actually form its own county like they've been wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything north of Birmingham joins up with Coleman County. Everything to the east goes either Shelby or St. Clair. So it would work.
Yeah.
It would work, but people don't want to do it. And one thing that I find very interesting about the Jefferson County situation, there's only one person that was on the county commission during the time of all these bond swaps and bond deals that is not currently either in prison or had taken a plea deal to avoid prison.
Wow, talk about corruption.
Yes.
So who did you propose this to? Just people you knew, or did you actually go to like a commission meeting? And
they always had the commission meetings at times that no one could ever go to.
Sure.
So it was just tell people, and then I believe I wrote letters to the editor. I don't remember if any of those got proposed. But, people know the idea is out there.
So back
but they don't want to act on it.
Yeah, well, of course not. I mean, the government bureaucrats themselves don't want to act on it because they'd be out of a job, and everybody else is too afraid of the idea of not having a government, even though your idea would still leave them with governments.
Would still leave them with government in place. It would just be a different county commission. But one way to get rid of debt, if the place that took out the debt no longer exists,
there
can be no liability.
Right.
I remember making proposals when I was in junior high, when the federal debt was like $4 trillion. I was like, wow, this is massive. Let's just dissolve the U.S., and then there's no U.S. federal government to be held liable for this massive debt.
It's going to be what has to happen. I mean, there's no way that debt's ever going to get paid off. So at some point, it's going to have to be repudiated. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with the federal government. I don't know if it's going to crash and burn anytime soon or what's going to go down with that. But eventually, I was watching I think it was from the Huffington Post. They have their live TV channel that they do online, HuffPo Live, I believe it is. And they had Lou Rockwell on there with a panel of a bunch of statists. And they were talking about secession, and one of the statists suggested that if some state were to secede, that they'd still owe money to the national debt.
So if New Hampshire secedes, New Hampshire would owe 1/50th of the federal debt?
Something ridiculous. They divvied up by population. But it's ridiculous. You and I don't owe that. We didn't consent to it. I don't know about you. I didn't consent
to it. I haven't.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case price, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, disturbing possibilities for the internet due to a UN summit. We'll give you more about that. But we're talking about Detroit and what it is that might just happen over there, which could include bankruptcy, possibly dissolving the city, and therefore selling off all the assets. I mean, can you imagine the government selling their own buildings to the highest bidder? The sell off the, you know, the city buildings, sell the police stations? I mean, this is almost mind-boggling.
Sell off the parks.
They can certainly do that. That one is pretty easy to imagine, but just imagining the government relinquishing all of these assets in order to, only buy them over again? Because eventually, you know, if you dissolve the city of Detroit, somebody's going to want to incorporate it again into some sort of, or at least a portion of it, or multiple portions of it. As you were suggesting, Daryl, that, you know, back in the Birmingham, was it?
Birmingham, Alabama,
that
yes.
You had suggested a divvying up of that county into the counties that were basically surrounding it. And, you know, those government guys, whoever it is that creates New Detroit or Neo Detroit or whatever it would be that would come out of this, the ashes, so to speak, if they sold off all the old city of Detroit assets, wouldn't they then just have to pay top dollar to build brand new buildings somewhere?
Well, seeing as how property values in Detroit are extremely low,
true,
then they could probably inhabit some land fairly cheaply to...
And maybe they could just pick up some old husk of a building and, you know, create their offices there. Hey, are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? If you live in Detroit, you might be. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices, including ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. Family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. So go see for yourself, get it quick, and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's interesting watching what's happening with Detroit, because there are a lot of stories to be told, and one of them that we talked about, I think it was sometime this last year, was that there are private security agencies springing up. When you've got news about the government shutting down the police department for 16 hours every single day, then it shouldn't be a surprise when all of a sudden you discover that, one, people are buying weapons and defending themselves. The amount of people shooting to kill in defense has gone up dramatically in Detroit. and two, people hiring private security agencies to provide them with whatever level of security they find is appropriate. Maybe they just need a patrol every now and then, or maybe they need 24/7 security. There's security companies in Detroit, market-based security companies, that have actually sprung up as a result of the demand because the police just aren't there to handle these things. So it's fascinating watching this city, and when I say the city, I mean the government structure, just kind of crumbling slowly over time, and watching what the market is doing in response to that.
And it just shows that, you know, absent government providing providing services by force, the service will be provided, and there's not going to be these weird, you know, turf wars between Whack and Hunt and U.S. security that somehow some people imagine when you talk about, you know, competing security firms.
Yeah.
I've had people say, well, you know, if there's two security firms that are trying
to kill each other.
Yeah, they're going to kill each other and it's going to be a war. And
well, I have an answer to that, but what is yours? I mean, what do you, how do you respond to that objection? Because it's fairly common when you talk about private security.
How many times does Brinks invade Wells Fargo?
Well, they're going to claim that they don't do that because the police are around to stop them.
Okay, but who's...
I'll play the devil's advocate. You go ahead.
How many times has the U.S. invaded Canada? That's a better example.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that is
exactly
a good example. But
once, during the War of 1812,
then maybe
it was the enlisted army of the U.S. that went in, and the militia forcibly stopped the U.S. Army from further invading.
The U.S., the militia in the U.S., you mean, stopped them, or the Canadian
militia? State militias from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
stopped the U.S. military from further invading Canada.
Well, that certainly wouldn't happen today because there isn't much of anyone who's willing to stop the U.S. military.
So. Right. Well, and now we're told militias are horrible and they got dissolved by the National Guard, which is totally not true.
So, all right. So, that, you know, that's a good example. But the person who is objecting to market-based protection would probably drop that one by saying that, well, you're talking about governments there. We're talking about private security. They want to get the customers, so they're going to kill the other company.
How many times do you wind up getting threatened to eat at certain restaurants? Now, very similar thing. You're free to choose who to...
Yeah, but we're talking about providers of protection. I mean, these are people that are armed up. The people at McDonald's, you know, they don't have weapons, and that's just, it's apples and oranges.
Okay. Let's flip this around. Pretend that you own a private security firm.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to keep a clear name? That way you get customers?
That's a good way to put it. But if I crushed my competition, then I could force everyone to be my customer.
Well, when you say crush your competition, how...
Kill them all. Put their heads on pikes. Show the rest of the town that we're in charge.
Okay, but then don't you think people would leave the town to avoid your services?
We'll put up a fence, an electric fence.
So then you want to become the new government.
Yeah, exactly. And, the, you know, also there's an economics factor, I think, that should come into play in that discussion. And that is that when you see governments going around the world killing people, or specifically the U.S. government going around the world killing people, they're doing it because they don't have the economic disincentive to not. They can take as much money from people as they want through the printing press. They can print out as much money as they would like, spend that money on as many bombs and guns and troops as they want, and then go around the world and blow things up and kill innocent people. And they know there's nothing you can do about it because you're going to keep using their dollars. And as long as you keep,
the economy.
As long as you keep using their dollars, they'll continue to be able to print them out and so on and so forth. But the private security companies that we're talking about in this, you know, fantasy future of actually not having a monopoly on violence we know of as the state, these private security companies wouldn't have that ability. They wouldn't be starting from this position of being able to literally print their way into war. So if they wanted to...
And they wouldn't have the backing of government, so the Blackwaters and Halliburtons would not... You know, automatically have that stranglehold of power because there would be no government granting them the monopoly and giving them tons of dollars.
Plus, it's just a losing money operation. If you're a private business person, you got into business to make money, and unless you're just a psychopath who decided to start up his team, you know, a team of mercenaries to try to go and take over a you know, some sort of plot of land, then you would have been a businessman who had made his customer base based on satisfying customers and giving people what they wanted, which is protection services. To then all of a sudden turn around and turn into some sort of nut job at that point is pretty unlikely. But even if you did, you would all of a sudden run out of cash really quickly because everybody would defend themselves against your agents. Individuals would defend themselves against your agents because you don't have the legitimacy that the state does. You're just a private protection agency. And every private protection agency out there would defend themselves against your agents. And you'll take immediate losses. And at that point, your agents are going to rethink whether or not they want to work for you, and you're going to have to pay them a whole lot more money than you were otherwise going to pay them, because now they know that all of a sudden their comrades are dying in this insane skirmish against the other companies in town, and eventually people are just not going to come work for you because it's too risky, and they've got families. There's just not enough psychopaths.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't work out from an economic perspective either. Let's go to Keith. He's in Keene, New Hampshire. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is a great conversation, but I just wanted to say if I could talk about something else real quick.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was informed that this amazing political party had disbanded today, and I was really shocked as this happened. Have you guys heard about this Boston Tea Party disbanding? It's pretty...
Stand by. I haven't heard about this.
That was actually back in July. I can give you details.
All right. I knew you could. We're going to come back with more. Daryl is with us from FPP.cc, and I believe you were involved in this Boston Tea Party.
I was chairman.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll definitely know about it. More coming up here. And this doesn't have to do with the Tea Party, the other Tea Party. I'm sure you'll clarify that as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. In fact, our caller Keith, who's on hold, did just that. We've been talking about Detroit. He wanted to talk about some political party that you've been a part of, Daryl. We'll continue that conversation in a moment. But also want to invite you to join the Free State Project. If you love liberty, that is. If you love the state, then you should just stay right where you are and don't do as I'm suggesting. But if you love liberty, please go to freestateproject.org. Take the time to learn more about this awesome idea that is bringing people who love the ideas of freedom, like you and I, Daryl, together to the same place. But it's not just you and I. There are over 1,100 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 13,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and to get active when they make the move, to get active as active as possible in whatever way they can to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Because the idea is sound, and it's been proven at this point that if you move people who love the ideas of liberty together and they get active, you get more, you have more effectiveness. There are more wins. There is more success in actually achieving more freedom and actually maybe rolling back the state. We've started to see that happen in the political sector. And Keith, who's on the line here, and I believe is also a participant in the Free State Project, let's bring him back on. But again, go to freestateproject.org. Go ahead, Keith. You were asking a question about the Boston Tea Party?
Yes. So I was a big Libertarian Party activist for years, but I saw that conservatives were taking over the organization. So I was so thankful when the Boston Tea Party was created. I thought it was the best thing ever. And I'm really, really sad about this news. This is terribly disturbing.
What is the Boston Tea Party? I remember hearing about it several years ago as the Libertarian Party was suffering a takeover, and in my opinion is still taken over by conservative lights, shall we call them.
The Boston Tea Party was formed in 2006 by Thomas Knapp. And
who is, I believe, a Free State Project participant.
I am not sure.
I believe I've received a message from Tom Knapp suggesting he might actually move to Keene someday.
Good.
Yep.
I would love to see Tom up here.
Great writer.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's also now very heavily involved with the Center for a Stateless Society.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom formed the Boston Tea Party in 2006 with a one-sentence platform that can never be changed. And that platform states that the Boston Tea Party supports reducing the size, scope, and power of government at all levels on all issues and opposes increasing the size, scope, or power of any government at any level for any reason.
Sounds good to me. What happened?
Well,
great.
The party was fairly active in the early 2008 until about 2009 was the most active period. The first presidential candidate for the Boston Tea Party was Charles Jay, who in 2004 had run as the presidential nominee of the Personal Choice Party, which at the time was ballot qualified in Utah. In 2008, Charles Jay was the presidential nominee. Tom Knapp was the official vice presidential nominee. although the party allowed favorite son candidates to be placed on the ballot in the different states. So in Florida, where the party was on the ballot, John Wayne Smith
was on the ballot for president in Florida?
In 2008, yes.
In the general election?
Yes.
Wow, I never realized y'all got that much of a foothold.
Well, Florida had very easy ballot access.
Wow.
For presidential candidates. And
was it just a filing fee or something like that?
No filing fee. Be affiliated with a national party and be on at least one other ballot.
Oh, wow.
The party was also on the ballot in Tennessee and in Colorado.
Okay.
Was a certified write-in.
How many members did the party have?
At the time of the disbanding, there were just over 2,000 who had signed the online thing, say, I wish to be a member.
Yeah.
There were never more than 2 or 3 dozen active members of the party.
Well, that's typical with political parties. It's always a very small percentage of anybody that's any, you know, relation to the party that actually does anything. But what brought it to its, you know, to its end? I mean, what caused the dissolution of it? Which you said happened this summer, not today.
Yes, it was July 23rd, if I recall correctly. And the party dissolved when I resigned as chairman.
Why?
Well, for the reason of there were very few. At the time that I resigned, there I could count the active members on 4 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and 3 other people who were active. There were 2 of the members of the National Committee had resigned. 2 of the seats were held by NOTA, mm-hmm. or none of the above, which meant basically they were vacant. And the presidential nominee, or the candidate who had been nominated to be the presidential nominee, his campaign was going nowhere. I offered multiple times to put forth money to help get on the ballot in Louisiana and Colorado, which are only a filing fee. $500 filing fee for each state.
Isn't that like throwing $500 in down the drain? I mean, what good would it have been to have been on the ballot in those places when the party doesn't really do much of existing?
Right. So, you know, when basically my efforts to at least get the party on the ballot somewhere were pretty much ignored, it's like, you know what? The party is dead.
What were the original goals?
It's a shell of a party.
Weren't the original goals just to simply be a protest group about the Libertarian Party being taken over by conservatives?
That was one of the goals, mm-hmm. yes. Basically, it was, here's a party, once everybody in the Libertarian Party that actually is a small L libertarian realizes that the LP is being taken over by the Republicans, here's a party to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that never really happened. And it seemed like there was a lot of sort of, I guess, coming to terms within the LP to where a lot of the more conservative lights were sort of pushed back a little bit, not necessarily by the radicals within the LP, but by the, you know, libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party.
So you feel like there's been a little bit of a take back there.
Keith, a little bit.
You've been listening to all this. Any thoughts?
Guys, we should turn this frown upside down and form a new Liberty Party. It's desperate. We got to do this.
You don't really mean that.
We have the New Hampshire Liberty Party, right. And you're just trying to harass us because you're a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, you're not even interested in this, Keith. Why would you say something like that?
Because we need a party for the people that like liberty. It's very important that there's multiple options.
I agree with that. I don't know why if you've really changed your perspective, then that's good. I'm glad to hear it, Keith. And I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I agree with what he said. I think that I think there's a value to having third parties. I wish that they got more respect. I wish that they were paid more attention to by the mainstream media or even local media. But it's just, you know, it's a hard road. And then once you start getting popular, then there's this takeover possibility, which is almost an inevitability, because it's one of the issues with politics is that if you become a threat to the status quo, you become a target for a takeover.
Yes.
And so this is what happened to the Libertarian Party. And I don't know if they were ever really a threat, but somebody saw them as a potential threat for the future, and they decided, well, we better do something about
in
that.
In certain places where the Libertarian Party has guaranteed ballot access, they actually have very good results, where they elect people at the county and municipal levels. And in Arizona, which is one of the states where they have the guaranteed ballot access, in statewide races, they're getting 4%, sometimes close to 5 and 6. So they are making a difference.
Yeah, but then they're just, you know, spoiling the race, so to speak, right? Like, well, nobody's getting elected.
Not at the statewide level, but they are at the county and municipal level.
Are they? All I've ever heard about Libertarian Party people getting elected is like dog catcher, soil and water conservation board. I mean, how many Libertarian city council members are there? I've heard of maybe one.
I am not positive, but I know that there are, you know, county commissioners, town aldermen.
Where's the liberty, man? I mean, the Libertarian Party has never accomplished much of anything electorally, and they've spent all kinds of money. This year they did something that they've never done before. They crossed the million vote threshold for their presidential
candidate. It was actually the second time that they...
Ed Clark didn't crack a million votes, did he?
He barely got 1 million.
Really? I thought if you go to the Wikipedia article, it shows like 900-something thousand, I think. But check it out and see what you think. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So third parties, it's a tough road. I think it's good, though, that they're out there, and I hope that they can get more respect. Your thoughts are certainly welcome because they bring new ideas to the table, and people need to hear new ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.